Today, we will read Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 24. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that as we read today, Lord, speak to us. We want to hear your voice. We want to understand more about who you are and how we are to live according to your word. Lord, open our hearts and minds to hear, to listen, then to follow and obey. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 24. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There, in front of him, was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So, taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull it out?" And they had nothing to say. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame. Sir, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, but there is still room. Then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes, and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. In today's reading, Jesus goes and eats dinner at the house of a Pharisee. Now, this would have been an important religious leader. And while he is there, it begins with a little bit of tension and conflict over this man who is sick, and they're watching him very carefully, very closely, to see what he will do. Will he heal on the Sabbath? And so Jesus asks them, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? And by this point, it seems that they have figured out that they can't win this argument. And so they say nothing. And so Jesus heals the man, and then puts it back to them, and asks them, which of you, if your child falls into a well, isn't going to pull them out? The same applied to this sick man, that Jesus was doing good. He was serving. He was demonstrating the power of God to release and free this man. And so, it was good for him to do this on the Sabbath. What better day to show the freedom that God gives us? What better way to show the love and the compassion and concern of God than to heal this man? As he's there, he's watching and noticing that as the guests are arriving, they're sitting down and trying to organize themselves and take the best seats, take the places of honor. Now, in their culture, there would have been certain seats and places that were usually typically reserved for the most important people. And these guests were choosing those seats. And so he tells them, when you go to a feast or a banquet, or invited to a dinner like this one, don't choose the most important place. Instead, choose lowest place. And then, if you choose the most important place, your host may come and say, oh, someone more important has come. Then you have to move down, and by that point, all that's left is the lowest seat, the least important. Instead, take that least important seat, and then your host has the opportunity to move you up. I think this is a good example of today. Rather than being proud, rather than trying to always get the best and most important position, we are to be servants. Jesus calls us to serve others, to put ourselves in the low place, the less important. When we try to make ourselves more important than we are, things happen to bring us back down to where we belong. Instead, if we humble ourselves, if we don't try to put ourselves in a higher position, God is able to exalt us. God is able to lift us up and put us higher. And so we are to be humble and not proud. Jesus then moves on to another idea and continues to teach them about how they should be acting. And he points out that rather than inviting all of these great, wonderful people, the important ones, that maybe the Pharisee should be inviting the poor, those who can't give him anything in return. Why? Because he says, if you invite the rich, if you invite the powerful, then they're going to invite you, and then you'll be repaid. If you invite the poor, those who can't repay you, you will receive reward in heaven at the resurrection of the righteous. What he's showing once again is perspective. That some of these people, they were doing things to get rewarded, either to get more importance or power here, or to receive things here. But he's pointing out that if we do things only for a physical reward here, we've got it, and it's done. But if we are serving others and putting them first, with no hope of return or reward here on earth, our reward is in heaven. We are getting an eternal, more important reward than we would be if we were just trying to build ourselves here. And so, someone, when they hear this, they say, oh, the person who is able to eat at the feast in heaven, they are blessed. And so, Jesus gives a final story in today's reading. And he talks about how this man had a banquet and invited people, and then as the banquet was ready, he went out and told people, okay, it's time. And they're like, oh, I can't come, I've got this or I've got that. One of them talks about how he can't come because he just bought a field and he has to go see it. Another one, he just bought some oxen, some cattle, and he has to go test them out. Another one, he just bought, he just got married. And so each of them has an excuse of some kind. And as you look at the excuses, they aren't necessarily really good excuses or valid reasons not to go. The first one, I just bought a field and I have to go see it. What? You bought a piece of land without looking at it before? This man would have already been and thoroughly examined the piece of property that he is looking at. He's making an excuse. The same with the second person. No one would buy these oxen without having tested them or seen them work or thoroughly examining them. And so both of these men are making excuses. The man who says, I just got married. Well, if he had truly just gotten married, the host would have known this, and probably things would have been different. And it seems like he is also making excuses. What does this have to do with us, though? Well, the story is a picture of heaven. That God has invited us to heaven. God has invited us to come sit at his rich banquet feast. And he's invited us to come. Yet so often we are busy. We have this to do or that to do. And so many people make excuses of why they can't spend time with God or why they can't do the things of God. But the excuses are just excuses. They're just reasons not to do what we don't want to do. And so, the master is angry. These people, he is being generous and trying to honor them by inviting them to this banquet, and they're just saying, no thank you. All of them, again and again. And so, he says, go. Go find, bring in those who are poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Bring them in. The ones who usually wouldn't get invited. And the servant says, we've already done that. So the master says, go out to the roads and the country lanes. Compel them to come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. All right. What does this mean? What is he talking about? Well, I think part of it is, remember, he is talking to the Jewish people, and they thought, oh, we are Jews, so we must automatically get into heaven because we are God's chosen people. What they didn't get or understand is that it is more than just what ethnic group you belong to. Instead, Jesus is pointing out that what's important is your heart, is the way that you are connecting and relating to God. And so the bigger picture is, yes, the Jews had been invited, but they were becoming so distracted and so unconcerned about God, so much more interested in all these other things, that Jesus is saying, all right, you've been invited, but you haven't seemed to show any interest in God. And so he's going to go out and bring others. And in this situation, it was the non-Jewish people. The people that the Jews would think, oh, they are beneath us. They will never get into heaven. But Jesus is saying, no, all are welcome. Everyone will be brought, will be invited. But those who have rejected God will not get in. Maybe as the banquet's going on, they're like, oh, I want to be in there. But it will be too late. And so we need to be careful about how we respond to the invitation of God. Not making excuses, not putting it off and saying, oh, I'll do that later. But instead, putting God first and making him the most important thing, responding to his invitation with joy and thankfulness that he has invited us to be with him. We are like those poor, crippled, blind, lame people. We don't deserve to be part of God's kingdom. We don't deserve to sit at his table. But we are so grateful that he has invited us to come. Lord, help us to see more clearly who we are, that we are like those poor who have nothing to give back to you other than our gratitude, our love, our thankfulness. Lord, help us to be humble and not to exalt ourselves so that you have the chance to exalt us. Lord, help us to be concerned and caring about those who are around us, realizing that we are no better than they are. Help us to be servants of them. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.